$500,000 to spend any way you like, no strings attached. 24 people got a phone call this week awarding just that. They're the new crop of MacArthur Fellows, recipients of the so-called Genius Grants, awarded every year by the MacArthur Foundation in recognition of outstanding creativity.
Brian Tucker of Palo Alto, California, was one of the lucky winners. He is a seismologist and disaster prevention specialist and also president and founder of Geohazards International. Hello, Mr. Tucker.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
I bet you're great.
I don't know how it gets much better.
That's wonderful. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about your work. It involves preventing avoidable disasters, and particularly in the world's poorest countries.
That's right. I mean the people in our organization are highly aware of what developed countries like Japan and U.S. are doing for earthquakes. But after traveling around the world, we knew that the biggest need was in poor countries that have huge, rapidly growing cities, and they don't have strong economies. And Asia is a locus of earthquakes and vulnerable cities. So we're trying to transfer some of the technology and public policy and science from our world to them.
Mm-hmm. The information from the MacArthur program says you're an expert at adapting the disaster prevention techniques that are used in developed countries like the U.S. so they fit to the social, political, and economic constraints of developing countries. Give us some examples of what that means. How do you do that?
Well, sometimes I explain it to friends that we in the U.S., if you look at an old family movie or old Hollywood movie from the 50s, and you see kids climbing around the car when they're going down the freeway at 50 miles an hour, and they're not strapped in with a seatbelt, you shudder. There was a technological innovation that made us safer, which is inventing the seatbelts and having them convenient and retractable and all that. Anyway, it was accompanied by a cultural, psychological change that we just don't feel safe without it. And I think that's kind of analogous to what we face in developing countries. Because if you take any U.S. seismologist and go to a poorly built building in Kathmandu, for example, we shudder at the just looking at it.
Would you say that most of what you're doing is this sort of cultural consciousness raising kind of work?
I think so. And ironically, the people, myself and my associates, are typically trained in engineering or science, and we all started out thinking it was a technological problem that we would bring. But the more we work, it seems like it is a cultural, social, psychological, political problem.
How much success have you had? And how much more is there to be done in this area?
There's a lot more to be done than what we've accomplished so far. But we have retrofit schools in Ecuador. We've built a wonderful organization in Nepal, and we're in the process of doing the same thing in India. I think by the MacArthur recognizing the work of our group, it somehow legitimizes and makes it okay for people to work on much more simple, technologically simple problems.
Well, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.
Brian Tucker is a disaster prevention specialist from Palo Alto, California, who just received one of the so-called genius grants from the MacArthur Foundation.